From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This is Idaho Matters. Next Saturday, 7,000 athletes from around the world will gather in Berlin for the Special Olympics World Games. And two athletes from Idaho will be there to compete with folks from 170 countries. Jacob Kerr and Devin Riley will be taking part in the golf tournament, and they're joining us now to tell us more. Welcome both of you to Idaho Matters. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing good. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Devin, let's start with you. How long have you been part of the Special Olympics?
So I've only been part of Special Olympics for about a little over a year now.
And how did you get started?
So my previous job, I was on the board of directors for Special Olympics, and then I retired from that job, and they had an opening for a director of development, and it just was kind of an easy switch for me just to go in there and start doing that. So I am the director of development for the last year and a half there, put on golf tournaments from around the state, and raise money for this great organization.
That is awesome. Jacob, how long have you been part of Special Olympics?
15 years, right?
Yeah, 15 years.
15 years.
Wow. How did you get started?
So I started in Anchorage, and then I moved down
here to
Coeur d'Alene. And how I found you guys is on you guys' website.
Yep. So Jacob first started Special Olympics in Anchorage, Alaska, where he lived. And then he moved down here about, 15 years ago?
Yeah, 15 years ago.
Yep.
That is awesome. And Devin, tell us, why golf? Why is golf the sport this year?
Well, what the organization does is they put in bids for different sports and style events. And we were just chosen for Idaho for golf. And so that's the only thing that we were Idaho was chosen for. So that's why we got to go. So we're pretty lucky since we both like golf, and golf was the event that was picked for Idaho.
That is awesome. So tell us, what is Unified Sports?
So this is what it is you have a unified partner, which that would be me. And so you have an athlete, and an athlete is somebody that's part of the Special Olympic program that has intellectual disabilities, and the unified partner doesn't. And so that's what it'll be in this event. It'll be a unified alternating shot event. So I will start off hitting the ball first, and then Jake has to hit wherever I go. And then wherever Jake goes, I have to go. And then until we get it in the hole.
That's amazing. How long have you been playing golf, Devin?
Oh, boy. I've been playing golf for about 30 years now.
Wow. Okay. So I'm curious as how you two got to be, you mentioned that golf got to be the sport this year, but do you guys have to play a lot of golf or do a lot of tournaments to get to be the two that get to go?
Yeah. So Jake, before I was hired on, went to the USA Games a year and a half ago in Florida, and he had another partner. And that partner wasn't able to go to the World Games. And so just January, I think it was, right, Jake?
January,
it was like, hey, Devin, do you like golf? And I go, yeah. They go, well, you're going to Berlin. So it's only been since about January, February that I knew that I was going. So Jake lives up in Coeur d'Alene. So I've been doing a lot of traveling to go practice once a month through a lot of snow and hitting indoors, practicing with Jake up in Coeur d'Alene.
Well, I was going to ask about that. Jake, how do you play golf in Coeur d'Alene in the winter? Are you doing it inside?
Well, we have to play indoors and then wait until, you know, the snow melts and then we can play outdoors.
So talk about maybe the simulators.
So we played the simulators in Idaho.
Yeah.
And it was fun, but the putting and chipping were hard.
Yeah, pretty difficult.
Pretty difficult.
We're speaking with Jacob Kerr and Devin Riley. They're going to be taking their turn playing golf and representing Idaho in the upcoming Special Olympics World Games in Berlin. And Jacob, are you excited about going to Germany?
I am. It's going to be a check off my bucket list.
Are you nervous about traveling so far?
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, I think I'm more nervous than Jake is.
I'll just be having my headphones on.
Well, Devin mentioned you had played in Florida, so you've traveled around, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay, so Devin, what's the plan once you get to Germany? Do you play one game of golf? Do you play several games? Is it elimination? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's actually going to be a pretty amazing time and event up there. So we'll fly out Saturday morning, bright and early, 5:40 in the morning. Then we spend the night in New York. And then from New York, we fly over to Germany. And then those first 4 days, we're going to be in Bremen, Germany. And that's going to be our host town. And that's, I think they said, about 7-hour bus ride from Berlin. So we'll do some practice rounds there, and then we'll bus back to Germany. And our opening ceremonies is at the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. And that'll be June 17th. We have a day off for Father's Day. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is our golf competition. And so we have 4 days. The first couple of days will be just kind of pairing, see what division we'll be in. And then the last day will be our actual, competition to see if we can win a medal.
Nice. And okay, so Devin, you're going to fly to New York, then to Germany. And you mentioned a 7-hour bus ride back and forth to get to Berlin. Jacob, you mentioned you got headphones on. What do you listen to with the headphones when you're traveling so much?
I watch movies.
Who's your favorite group?
Did you say it was Offsprings?
Offsprings.
Ooh, nice.
I've never heard of them. So that's he's a little bit younger than me, I guess.
Jacob, why do you like Special Olympics?
It just gets out in the community and make friends and make people like me that have disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your favorite part of competing at the games?
Having fun. Got to have fun.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have fun. And it sounds like you get to travel a lot, so that's pretty awesome. Devin?
Yeah, Jake does a pretty good job of keeping me in line. I'm pretty competitive. And so he'll come up to me and say, hey, just remember, we're going to Germany. Let's have fun. So he puts me in my place every once in a while when I don't hit a very good shot. So Jake's all about having fun.
You guys sound like you're having a lot of fun. Devin, there's a send-off ceremony for you, too. It's coming up at Ridgeview High School on Friday. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so what we have is we actually have our state summer games that are coming to Nampa, Idaho at Ridgeview, and we're going to have our opening ceremonies Friday. And one of our corporate sponsors, TDS Fiber, they're absolutely amazing, and they're doing something, a little check presentation for Jake, and Jake doesn't know it yet, so I don't want to give it away, but but he's going to be up on the stand, and they're going to do just a little presentation for Jake, and just to congratulate him to go to Germany. So it'll be pretty exciting, and it'll be in front of about 450 athletes from around the state and his team from Coeur d'Alene. So it'll be a fun night.
Wow. Well, it sounds amazing. And it sounds like you guys are gonna have a lot of fun. Jacob Kerr and Devin Riley will be taking a little time out to travel to Germany to play golf and represent Idaho in the upcoming Special Olympics World Games in Berlin. Good luck to both of you. I wish you luck, and thanks for coming on Idaho Matters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go USA.
Go USA.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.